What's up, guys? This is On The Porch, episode 17. I'm here with my...
This is On The Porch. Welcome back to On The Porch.
Welcome back. Yeah, welcome them.
I mean, yeah. You always welcome people into your home.
I didn't welcome you to my home. You just came.
Because you wasn't going to let me in here in the first place.
I'm here with my co-host, Vail.
Hey.
And we also got a special guest, like, every episode we usually do. Yeah.
My bad.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Miss Winfrey.
So, Miss Winfrey, what do you teach at Warren?
All right, yeah, tell people what you do at Warren.
I do social studies, and I teach U.S. history and ethnic studies.
Okay. A little ethnic. All right, history has always been, I think we talked about this in the Mr. O'Brien episode, history has always been one of my better subjects. I don't know why, I think it's just because I have a good memory, and it's usually just notes and then write and then put it down.
Yeah, that's why I'm good at it, too. Like, I can remember names and dates and, like, facts. But when it comes to something that I have to, like, process,
it's
like
harder.
Mitosis, quadratic formula, it ain't happening.
That's why I'm not that good at it.
Yeah.
At what?
History. The memory.
I think history is pretty cool because we was talking about it because, look, me and T be going back and forth about it all the time in class about him not knowing his states. I was like, T.
Not knowing the states, not knowing where every single state is, like, located on the map.
And but you know the states.
I can name most of the states, but I don't know where everything is.
What do you mean most of them? You don't know the state song?
Teeth Telford.
That's a song?
Yes,
yeah,
a song.
Yeah. I wasn't taught this, bro.
You're lying. I learned that in like second grade.
Never taught this. I went to IPS.
But it's like, it's something everybody learns. It's like Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California. You didn't learn that?
No.
What the heck?
T, what?
No wonder my students don't notice.
You ain't finna test me on the podcast again.
I'm trying to remember. What state you said you thought was a country?
I thought Delaware was a country. I got mixed up with Denmark.
That's fair.
I thought Arkansas was one.
It's Arkansas.
Arkansas to me. We're not gonna argue about this. All right, so Ms. Winfrey, what got you into social studies / history / ethnic studies?
/ teaching.
Yes, that too.
I just liked social studies when I was in high school. My best subjects were always history and English and music. Definitely not math or science. And honestly, y'all, when I was a junior in high school. That's when I was taking U.S. history. And that was when Trayvon Martin got killed. Y'all know Trayvon Martin?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one, he wasn't killed by a police officer, but he was killed by George Zimmerman for no reason. And George Zimmerman was found not guilty. And, like, that, for me at that age, that was, like, my generation's Emmett Till. Y'all know who Emmett Till is?
Yeah,
I think so. I had to see. I had to get it.
Emmett Till, he was the boy, he was lynched in the 50s, and his death is literally what started the civil rights movement. So Trayvon Martin, like, for a lot of people my age, that was our Emmett Till. And that's when I really started to... Because, you know, like, when you're in high school, y'all know y'all don't be watching the news like that.
Nah.
You don't really know what's going on. So that was the first time that I was really exposed to, like, racism happening right now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was like, hold on, I thought all this stuff, like, was done. I thought we were past this. So when that happened, I was like, okay, I want to make sure that my students are learning about all this stuff. Because there's plenty of stuff that I didn't learn about in school. Like, I definitely don't remember learning about Emmett Till in U.S. history. So I wanted to make sure that, like, kids after me were actually getting all the information and, like, learning the real deal so they weren't having to, like, be traumatized by it on the news like I was. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think everybody knows this. They water down history a lot.
Yeah.
They're missing big key facts and events.
And it's not even, like, just watered down. It's completely whitewashed.
Yeah.
Like, it's the fact that they choose not to highlight certain people or certain events. Like, especially, like, people in the LGBT community. People just act like they never existed, but they've been here the whole time.
Yeah.
And so I teach my kids about those people, too, because I know other people probably aren't.
If you wasn't to teach history, what would you teach?
That's a good question. I would probably be a performing arts teacher. I was really big on, like, show choir and orchestra, and I was in the musicals and stuff when I was in high school. And I thought that I was actually going to want to be a choir teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But then I decided to do social studies instead.
Okay, that sounds nice. Because I know when we had Mr. O'Brien, he said history, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he said history.
Yeah, because
I never thought of, like, something that's not, like, from the core four.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Because every time I think of subject, I think of, like, math, science, mm-hmm. history, and reading.
Yeah, I always do take everything out. But yeah, I mean, history and math always been my best subjects for some reason. I don't know why. My worst is English. I think we talked about this before, Teeth.
I don't think we have.
Okay, we haven't. Bro, I just can't do English. I don't know what it is. It's just, I don't like writing essays. It's just mm-hmm. reading. You know, like, I mean, I can read, obviously. But it's just like, it's just a lot for me. Like, it's hard to balance. But, you know, history, you kind of do the same thing. But, like, it's more, can't say watered down, but it's less.
Yeah, you don't have to do as much work. Like, maybe you got to do an activity.
Yeah, a little activity. Topic, yeah.
But you're not out here writing 7-page essays.
Exactly. And history teacher, well, my teachers, they usually just handed me a study guide. Here's a book. Get it done. I knew everything was happening even then. But, yeah, definitely. I think history is a pretty interesting subject because we're learning so much about times before us. Like, right now in history, we're learning about World War I right now, I believe. Yep. Yeah, right mm-hmm. now. See, I'll be paying attention to you. We learn about that right now, and it's, you know, it's interesting. I think it's very interesting to see, you know, how times was before, you know. Now we got self-driving cars and just stuff like that.
Yeah, and I'm definitely not one of those teachers that's just like, here's an activity. I'm going to go sit at my desk and do nothing. I'm like in it. I really turn history class into story time to try and make it interesting, to like really explain to kids what happened so that they can actually make sense of it and like make connections. Because that was another thing I didn't like in high school. I didn't like the teachers that just gave me work and then went and sat down. I'm like, are you going to teach me something?
Yeah.
Or are you just going to give me work? So I make sure that I'm actually teaching them the material so that they're not having to figure it out all on their own, because there's a lot of information. That's too much for a kid to do on their own.
Yeah. History is one of them courses. That's how Salimi usually teaches. Like, he would be up like the whole class. Like, he'd just be up telling stories about the past and stuff. I'm just sitting there, and everybody else is like interactive in it. And I'm not. Well, I won't say I'm not big on history. I'm not big on government. So like, I'm just sitting there like.
Hey, Salimi, my work bestie. I love him. You're not big on government class, or are you saying you just don't mess with the government?
Both.
What's your beef with the government?
Maybe. I think it's overly confusing.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if I'm just slow, but, like, I don't understand everything. I don't like when I don't understand, like, most of what's going on.
That's
how I understand, like, the motives behind it or anything. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
That's how I always, I am in ceramics.
Yeah, I feel that. The government is annoying, but, I mean, at the end of the day, there are people in this country that want you to not know how the government works because they don't want you to be a part of it. And they don't want you to be able to make an impact on the government. So you better make sure you know how the government works, because that government has control over you, whether you like it or not.
It's like Charles Gambino said, Teeth, stay woke, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Stay woke.
Hey, I'm still voting. So
yes, are you going to be 18 in November?
No. Next time, though.
Okay, yes, please go vote.
April what? 4th?
Oh, yeah.
2 years for me. Bro, people be so surprised when they see my age. Like, I'd be at work. They'd be like, hey, Ovil, how old are you? I'd be like, I'm 16. They'd be like, what grade are you in? I'm a junior. People be thinking I'm a senior, bro. And I'd be like, I'm just a junior. Like, I seen Brian Stevens, like, last summer. I think I told you, Teeth.
Yeah.
I seen Brian Stevens last summer. And dude graduated, da-da-da-da-da. We see him all the time in the hallway. And he was like, hey, man, so what college you go to? I was like, bro, I'm in my junior year right now, man. And he was like, oh, I thought you was a senior. But I guess I can understand. People always say because of my, like, facial hair and stuff like that.
I mean, like, yeah, that too. And last year, you was always hanging around with Nakori and Isaiah.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, every time they saw you was with the seniors. So, I can see it.
T, what history did you take?
I took my first history class was sophomore year, AP World. I didn't take freshman history. And then I took Salimi class with Baldwin last year, and now I'm in international relations and government.
What? Oh, okay. That's the government?
Yeah.
Okay.
You sound real, for somebody who don't like government, you seem real interested in it.
I want to have another class with Salimi because I'm familiar with him. I was like, okay, if I can get him again, I'm going to do it.
There's Did you no see point. When he got pied in the face on the announcement?
Yeah, I texted him. Funny. I made fun of him.
He was pushing for it. But I took last year, I took world history with Miss Holman,
mm-hmm.
and she's a cool teacher. And then this year I take U.S. history, Mr. Huggins.
Mr. Hudgens.
Huggins. Oh, it's Hudgens?
Yes.
My bad.
You call him Huggins and he don't say nothing?
To be fair, we don't talk. We don't talk. I sit in the back of the class, I do my work, and I just chill.
You don't be like, hey, Mr. Huggins, can I go to the bathroom?
I've used the bathroom in that class like twice.
You never call him, like, you never had to call him by name?
No, be like, no. She was just like, hey, can I use the bathroom? Yeah. Writes me pass. I come back, I do my work. It's just like, it's just easy. And he's a cool teacher. Like, he's what you say. He's interactive. He gets to the point. Like, people be, I think I told you, T, like, I don't really like my fifth period like that, but that's mainly because of the people in there.
What's fifth period?
History.
Oh.
I don't really like it because of the people in there, but Mr. Huggins is like, he's a cool teacher. I like him. And he's a coach, so I'll be seeing him at the game whenever we can broadcast. Mm-hmm. They be going at it. Like, this.
He'd be yelling.
it would be us, like, right here in the booth. And then I just see next to us, the coach is just going crazy as, like, a player or something. I'd just be like, they really invested in it, bro.
They do be mad.
They do be mad. So you said you was also into show, you said choir and other stuff. What part of that was you, like, interested in? Like, please go in depth is what I'm trying to say.
My dad is really musical. My dad's always been a singer. Like, he would always sing at church and stuff when I was little. So I knew it was kind of like in the family.
Yeah.
And then went to middle school. You got to pick which music class you want to be in. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I don't want to be in band because I want to be able to breathe whenever I want while I'm playing my instrument. So I'm like, let's go look at orchestra because I was like, I know how to sing. Like, I want to play an instrument. One of my friends was like, you should play the cello with me. And I was like, okay.
Nah.
So that's how I got into cello. Did orchestra 7th, 8th, and 9th grade. But here's the kicker. When I was in middle school, I took high school classes and got credit for them. Like, I took biology, I took algebra, and Spanish. So after my freshman year in high school, I had a lot of gaps in my schedule so where I could take whatever I wanted. Mm-hmm. And that's when I was like, I think I want to try out for choir. So I joined show choir my sophomore year. I did the musical each year in high school. It's just fun. I loved being on stage and performing for people. It really is just like electrifying because you're up there singing and dancing at the same time. And you're kind of acting too because you got to like sell it with your face. Uh-huh. And yeah, I loved it. And it kept me from having to take gym class because it counted as a gym credit.
Oh, what?
Yeah. I mean, I'd be working in there.
Oh, yeah. Y'all do be sweating at the performances.
Okay, you ever walk past the choir room after rehearsal? It stinks.
We be, not at the rehearsal, but we be down there, you know, just not spectating, but really just trying to see what we can do. We need to get an episode out with them.
Yeah, we've been holding back.
Yeah,
we just had a concert. Yes. Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, I think, what's it called? One of my friends posted about it. We definitely need to get them because that's interesting. It's a very interesting class, very interesting group of people. And they're kind of like, I always say this, but they're kind of underrated. Like,
They don't get enough attention.
Yeah. And that's kind of sad because that's like a lot of activities.
We got
more.
We got bigger clubs, bigger things at Warren. Everybody look at sports.
Yeah.
That's the main.
Even thing. In sports, there's some sports that like go underrated.
Yeah.
But we gotta bring this to light.
Yeah, we trying to get everybody.
Yeah, we're going to get everybody.
All right, y'all. That is episode 17 of On the Porch.
Thank you, Ms. Winfrey, for coming down.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks to all the listeners. And we out.
Peace.